Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. You know, it's interesting, after hearing Freebird from Lynyrd Skynyrd, I recently saw an interview with one of the guys in Lynyrd Skynyrd, Ricky Medlock. Now, what's interesting about Lynyrd Skynyrd is they're just about done at this point. But and Ricky Medlock, he was hanging around the Lynyrd Skynyrd guys when they started out, but he was never really officially in the band. He left hanging around those guys, and he got in another band, Blackfoot. And then they had some success, but then years later, Ricky Medlock came back, and he's been part of the touring Lynyrd Skynyrd for the last 20 or 30 years, whatever the case may be. There's only one original Lynyrd Skynyrd guy still alive, and that's Gary Rossington. And I recently saw an interview with Ricky Medlock, and he says everywhere he goes, and people find out who he is, all they do is they yell, "Freebird!" And that's been a running joke at rock and roll concerts for years and years and years. How it doesn't matter what band is playing, if they're playing in some bar somewhere, especially in the South. You know, if there's a pause in between songs, or the singer says, "Well, which song you want to hear?" Someone will eventually yell out, "Freebird!" Doesn't matter who the band is. But the guy, Ricky Medlock, said he'll be in a restaurant. I mean, because he still has really long hair. And someone will recognize him. Maybe one of the busboys or one of the waiters or something. And, "Hey, the guy plays with Lynyrd Skynyrd, man." And somebody will walk by him and be sitting in a restaurant. Someone will yell, "Freebird!" I mean, I guess it's a blessing and a curse, because it's such a legendary song. And it's such a great song and an anthem that that's what they're
known. That's not one of those songs that made the list of that one song that the artist wrote that they don't never have to make music again, right? It's not that big of a song, is it?
Well, it wasn't on that list, Coleman. And if you're wondering what Coleman's talking about, yesterday on the show, we're talking about, I had seven artists, and each of those seven artists wrote one song that made them so much money that they were able to retire. And they didn't have to write any more songs. I mean, the one song made them so much money, and it continues to this day to make them so much money. As a matter of fact, that list is very interesting. And we've got that list on our website, bayou957.com, if you want to see that list. That was a fascinating list. But Lynyrd Skynyrd was not on that list.
No,
Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird was not on that list. But I just got a kick out of how Ricky Medlock, I mean, a guy will go into CVS to pick up a prescription, and somebody in aisle two will say, "Freebird!" You know, the guy could be just about anywhere, and some people see him, and they just, if they're fans, so inclined to just yell "Freebird," no matter where they are. All right, coming up on the show, did you see the contract Patrick Mahomes agreed to yesterday. This is the first time in sports history, not just NFL history. Guy has a contract of over $500 million that he just signed. Well, he's really young. He's really, really, really good. And he's already won one Super Bowl. Why not? I mean, if the Kansas City Chiefs are able to pay him, then we're going to break down some of the details in this contract. And he can opt out at several different times. This is a contract over the next decade he signed for 10 years. Isn't it interesting how he got it in there, how he could opt out? Who and why would anyone want to opt out of a contract that guarantees you pretty much over $500 million over the next 10 years? Hang out. That lot to do on the show today. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And I'm surprised people haven't called for the end of that song, Rebel Yell by Billy Idol. Even though Billy Idol, I mean, kind of a rebel, but not in the true definition, I guess, of the term, the Southern rebel. Billy Idol's from England. Mm. So with the way people are demanding anything seemingly related to the South Confederacy rebels go away, that when the day comes, at some point in the future, when the day comes when people can go out and enjoy live music again, I wonder if that's been a staple. That's been one of Billy Idol's biggest songs forever. I wonder if that's a song that he's going to have to.
I wouldn't give him the ideas.
Stop playing. So, you know, Las Vegas, the city, has been hit harder than pretty much any other city. I mean, New Orleans has been hit really hard with the coronavirus. Obviously, tourism is our biggest moneymaker, and nobody's touring right now. No, hardly anybody is going places, and we have seen what the coronavirus has done here to New Orleans. It's been basically a ghost town for a few months, and the hotel industry here had a furlough or fire most of the people that worked there because hardly anyone's staying in the hotel. I mean, it's been awful, obviously. But Las Vegas, much like New Orleans, they survive on people going there, on tourism. And you put that on top of the fact that sports has been out for the last few months. We're seeing sports slowly come back. The end of this month, July, we will see the NBA season attempt to restart and finish in a bubble, a coronavirus bubble, down in Orlando, Florida. And Major League Baseball is going to try to start a shortened 60-game season at the end of this month, too. We're we're 2 to 3 weeks away from those two sports going. And in baseball, they're going to play in empty stadiums. But one of the ways Las Vegas makes its money, obviously gambling is the biggest way, tourism gambling. People fly there to gamble. Sports betting is immense in Las Vegas. That's how they make a lot of their money. But if there's no sports, but what some in Vegas have been betting on recently is Asian baseball. Baseball coming out of Korea, South Korea, obviously, and China. I mean, you've heard the term degenerate gamblers, haven't you?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're betting on Chinese baseball and South Korean baseball in a Las Vegas casino, you probably have an issue.
I'm surprised they were betting on cornhole at some point in Vegas.
Yeah, that's been on ESPN too, Coleman. You're right about that. Well, the only reason I bring this up is because last weekend there was an error at the Bellagio sports book. And that error led to one of the biggest losses in Las Vegas history, as if things couldn't get any worse. What happened was the sports book there let people bet on some of these Korean and Chinese baseball games after they started. And, you know, mistakes happen every once in a while, but if we were all able to bet on games after they already started, we would do pretty well. And that's what happened out there. And they took a huge hit, one of the biggest hits sports books have taken out there in Las Vegas history, they're saying. So just when you thought never, this is why I never say things can't get any worse. I mean, no one's going to Vegas. So few people are actually betting on things in Vegas. Okay, well, here's something that some people are betting on. And the sports book made a mistake, and they, because the time out there in China and in Korea is so much different than the time here in America. And I guess the games out in, they were starting in the middle of the night at 1:30 or 2 in the morning, 1-3 in the morning. But the sports books, I guess, kept them open, and people were actually able to bet on the games after they started, and it was a huge loss.
Imagine being such a degenerate gambler that you actually switch your time, your biological clock, just to bet on games that start at 5:30, 2 in the morning and stuff. Because you usually use the games that start at noon in Vegas, maybe Central Time, Eastern Time, but you've literally adjusted your biological clock just to bet on games that start on the other side of the world. Yeah. Just to get your fix.
And games that you know nothing about. You don't know any of the players, you know, you gotta get that in. But this is why I will never say it can't get any worse than this. Because there's hardly anybody there. There's hardly anybody betting. But then they do get some people betting. Right. And they made a mistake there at the Bellagio. They left the sports book opens after the game started, and they got whacked with one of the biggest losses. So my God, all I will say, brighter days have to be ahead. They have to be ahead for all of us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. The 4th of July, Independence Day weekend. It was another rough one in the city of Chicago. Seemingly every weekend is rough in Chicago. We get all of these numbers that say how many people got shot and killed in Chicago over the weekends. What happens on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday? They just is that when they get rest and they just go out and?
I guess that's when they go to work, right?
But over the independent, yeah, right, Coleman. Over the Independence Day weekend in Chicago, this past weekend, 89 people were shot, 17 fatally. The mayor of Chicago is now asking criminals to stay home to flatten the curve. here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And something we've talked about over the last year on the show, we talked about it in a segment that we do in the 8 o'clock hour every morning, the dumbest thing I read all morning, is people doing stupid challenges on social media. And the social media outlet that is leading the way is an app called TikTok. And there's TikTok challenges, and you've got people that are sticking things into electrical sockets, and they're doing all kinds of crazy things. And we've talked about them on the show. But TikTok has become a very popular app. Perhaps your kids are on it. And it's just a video. It makes short videos that people can share with each other, and they go viral and all kinds of things like that. Well, TikTok happens to be owned by a Chinese company. And now, I just saw an interview last night with the Secretary of State of the United States of America, Mike Pompeo, and he said the United States is considering a ban on the very popular TikTok app. Mike Pompeo says, and it wouldn't just be TikTok, it would be any app that comes out of communist China. He said, with respect to Chinese apps on people's cell phones, I can assure you the United States will get this one right too. And he's not the only one. There have been people that are concerned about the TikTok app, because if you get it, download it on your phone and sign into it, now all of a sudden the communist Chinese government could have your information. And a TikTok spokesman has come out defending their company, saying, quote, TikTok is led by an American CEO with hundreds of employees and key leaders across safety, security, product, and public policy here in the United States. We have no higher priority than promoting a safe and secure app experience for our users. We have never provided user data to the Chinese government, nor would we do so if asked.
And that's the thing. What is TikTok going to do with your information at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and every other app, Tinder, Grindr, whatever you use? What are TikTok's going to do with their information that the other apps don't already do? Just because it's based out of China?
Well, the Chinese government, they are communists.
Yeah. But what are they going to do with their information? Like, the people that use TikTok are just regular kids doing dumb stuff. What could they actually get? What kind of military strategic information are they going to get from people licking toilet seats or going to Walmart making videos themselves coughing on produce? Like, what are the Chinese government going to actually do with the information provided by the people that use TikTok, who stick forks in light sockets and stuff?
Yeah, well, it's a good point, Coleman. I guess what people are here in America are concerned the most about is just the communist Chinese government getting the personal information of so many Americans.
I really want to know if the Chinese government does get information from the people that use TikTok and they watch some of the TikTok videos of these people. What are their perception of Americans? Like, dude, we don't even have to do biological warfare. These guys are killing themselves.
Yeah.
They're burning down buildings and stuff doing these challenges.
Wouldn't that be something if all of us? Yeah, we'll know something's up if all of a sudden Chinese people are running around licking toilet seats. We will know that they're diving deep into our personal information. I just found it interesting how TikTok now seems that app seems to be on the map of people that are concerned here in the United States of America, because it's owned by a Chinese company.
That's the important stuff, John.
Hey, coming up on the show, a Louisiana state senator has asked for a ban on all school sports when the kids go back to school, coming up here pretty soon in Louisiana. And there are some people that are outraged. I mean, should there be high school football this year with coronavirus? We'll break that down for you coming up. And I want to get your opinion on that coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Coming up next on the show, a Louisiana state senator has asked for a ban on all school sports when the students go back to school this year. Through the end of the year. I mean, from kindergarten all the way through senior year of high school. Do you agree with that? We'll break that down coming up next. You could text us at 504-260-9595. Do you agree with that? Obviously, this is all because of coronavirus. And we're going to have coronavirus next year, too, here in this country. But should all school sports be banned this upcoming school year? Pretty harsh, huh? Let us know. Text us. You could call us as well. It's the same number, 504-260-9595, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Yesterday, a Louisiana state senator called for all athletic activities to be canceled from kindergarten through 12th grade in all public schools in the state of Louisiana when students go back to school next month. State Senator Cleo Fields, he's the chairman of the Senate Committee of Education. He sent a letter and he says, quote, I am requesting the board to include a suspension of all athletic activities for this fall in any rules adopted regarding reopening of schools for the coming year. This suspension should include all activities of any kind that would include student in-person participation in a group setting, including conditioning, practice, and team meetings. He says that this issue is too critical to leave it up to the Louisiana High School Athletic Association. And there's going to be a meeting next week by Bessie and in charge of the schools. And they're going to, well, there's a few things they're going to talk about. Last week on the show, we were telling you how they plan to open all public schools in the state of Louisiana next month, but there's going to be guidelines and new rules and wearing masks and a whole new protocol when it comes to the kids going to school because of coronavirus.
So it's just sports then? It's not the chess club, the ROTC, the drama club. It's just sports that he wants to ban. The fun stuff.
All athletic activities.
All athletic. So the chess club and the cheerleading is all athletes. So everybody else can meet, right? They can still do their thing.
Yeah. We've never been in a situation like this in our country before with a virus that shut down the United States of America for a few months. And we're seeing rising numbers now when it comes to coronavirus cases, although we're not seeing as many people die when it comes to coronavirus. Look, this thing is not only going to be here for the rest of this year. This thing is going to be here next year. Even if they do come up with a vaccine, a quote-unquote cure, we're going to be dealing with this for a while.
Yeah.
For a long time. And I saw a bunch of people on both sides of this argument when this news broke late yesterday. On social media, I saw some people saying, yeah, well, we need to do this if we want to stop the spread of this. Even though kids who get this, they'll be sick for a couple of days, a few days, and then they'll get over it, and then they'll be all right. That's what we're seeing with the majority of these cases.
Yeah, some of the precautions that we take, I get it. We're trying to, help lessen the stress of hospital workers. But I've never seen anybody react like this to anything that has a 99% recovery rate. And that sounds so positive, for us to have all these extra abundance of a caution if it has a 99% recovery rate. I don't even think the flu has a 99% recovery rate.
I saw Coleman on social media yesterday, people going back and forth on this issue. One woman said, my child who just graduated was a senior this past year, wasn't able to play the sports he likes to play in the spring. Cause if you remember, they canceled all baseball and they canceled all spring activities. And so this mother said, well, if my child had to suffer this past year, I have no problem with them canceling sports for this upcoming year. Now, what kind of an attitude is that? Yeah, just because my child had to suffer, then all children should suffer. That's social media. And by the way, coming up later this hour, I'm gonna show you exactly what is wrong with social media. I'm gonna tell you a post that one of my Facebook friends made yesterday.
Okay.
That defines what is wrong with social media. And again, I can't tell you what you can or cannot say on social media. That's for you to do. But I can tell you, man, that's, in my opinion, that's exactly what is wrong with social media today. That's coming up later this hour. But what do you think about this? If you're listening right now, I mean, do you think all sports in schools, again, this goes from kindergarten through 12th grade in all of Louisiana public schools, all of sports be canceled?
And that's what this text says. Absolutely not. First graduation, now sports. Parents don't want their kids in sports. That's on them. But they have the schools take it away. That's not okay.
I mean, how many students, not just in high school, but look at all of the college students last year. Imagine, I mean, all the college basketball players who all of a sudden their season stopped. No NCAA tournament, no March Madness for you. Everything just stopped.
Yeah.
And now Louisiana State Senator Cleo Fields says there should be no activity. I mean, look at every high school senior missed out on going to a graduation last year. So we're just going to continue this into the foreseeable future?
If we can't have sports, why even have class then? You know, like, what makes sports such the spotlight? If you bring the kids back to class, back to schools, they can still do art class, they can still do the drama class. Why is sports being targeted? Is it because it brings people in for the games? Or?
No, well, that's part of it, and large gatherings, yeah. And the actual players who are sweating on each other. But again, I mean, if they're going to get coronavirus and get sick for a few days, and then after a few days, they'll be back to normal, which is what happens with most people who get this.
Yeah.
Call us or text us. How do you feel about this? It's the same number whether you want to call or text, 504-260-9595. Do you agree or disagree with State Senator Cleo Fields? And do you think that all sports should be canceled in school every Louisiana public school for the rest of this year? And again, I've got something to tell the state senator that this is going to be here in 2021 as well. So are we going to have to continue this? At least the kids going back to school, the students going back to school, there's new protocol, there's new rules, there's new regulations with masks and hand sanitizer and social distancing and all of that. But do you agree that all sports, high school and lower, kindergarten through 12th grade, be wiped out for the rest of the calendar year of 2020? But that's something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let us know how you feel. Text us or call us 260-9595 here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So we were just talking about how State Senator Cleo Fields asked yesterday, he called for all athletic activities to be canceled from kindergarten through 12th grade for this upcoming school year, obviously because of the coronavirus. And, when school starts next month, all the kids going back to public schools, all the students going back to public schools here in Louisiana, there's a new protocol, there's new safety restrictions. And, it looks like there's going to be no sports this fall. And we asked you what you thought about that. I mean, again, people are absolutely freaked out at this point. The majority of Americans are absolutely freaked out over coronavirus. And so it looks like this could be another year, like last year ended for the school kids. And it sucks. We got a few texts, Coleman. I know that a couple of the people didn't agree, but the majority of people in here, they're going to err on the side of caution.
One quick one. If they allow protests, then nothing should be off limits. That's D from the parish.
Well, I see your point, but, we're talking about our school kids here, and even though if they get coronavirus, they'll be better in a couple of days. But if they get it, they got to watch out to who they come in contact with, grandma, aunts and uncles, and things like that. So it looks like there's going to be no school sports for any of the school kids here. And I'm sure we're not the only state in America that's doing it, as this thing is going to be with us not only throughout this year, but it's going to be with us next year too. And I just feel awful for all of the kids in school from last year, the seniors last year that got ripped off of a graduation and not being able to play sports, to what looks like the seniors this year that aren't going to be able to play sports in their last year of high school. It totally sucks. But people are absolutely freaked out about coronavirus right now, and things aren't changing. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. I got two things here. One, I'm gonna tell you, in my opinion, what is wrong with social media. I'm gonna define it for you in my opinion. But that's the second part of, you see who died? Charlie Daniels died. The Charlie Daniels Band. We play The Devil Went Down to Georgia here. He's more of a country artist than a rock artist, as he's in the Country Music Hall of Fame. When Charlie Daniels first started out in music, he played the fiddle on a bunch of Marshall Tucker Band songs early in their career. And then he had a successful band on his own. He had some really good songs. I know In America was a great song. And you could never question the fact that he loved this country. Long Hair Country Boy was another good Charlie Daniels song. The South's Gonna Do It Again. He had some good ones, but again, more of a country artist than a rock artist. Well, he kind of fused the two together. The Legend of Woolly Swamp, the good Charlie Daniels song. He was a storyteller in his songs.
Yeah, we were talking last week whether The Devil Went Down to Georgia was a country song or a rock song, and I realized it's a country song that rocks.
Yeah. And known for the fiddle, old Charlie Daniels, and he died yesterday at 83 years old. And he's a diehard, even though he was born in North Carolina, Wilmington. I guess he lived in Tennessee for much of his life. He was a diehard University of Tennessee Volunteers fan. poor bastard. So RIP Charlie Daniels. But here's what's wrong. I've got Facebook friends on all sides of the political aisle. And one of my Facebook friends happens to be the guy I'm going to tell you about right now. You could call him a leftist, maybe even a far leftist. Lives here in New Orleans. Again, I've never met this guy. I'm Facebook friends with him, and I've been Facebook friends with him for a long time. Even though he disagrees with me politically on issues, he always said that he enjoyed my radio show. This guy posted yesterday, right after the news broke of Charlie Daniels dying. Charlie Daniels is dead, hashtag zero bleeps given. And then a couple of people on that post said, well, why? What's the problem? And then he said, look at his hateful rhetoric of former President Barack Obama and his full-throated embrace of the man-child Donald Trump. I mean, it's Charlie Daniels, shocker, a Southern country guy, a Southern country rock guy, isn't a Democrat. He's a Republican, shocker. And then just one person after another, good, I never really liked his music. And it was one person, right? Oh, I liked his music, but too bad he's a bleep like that. And this goes back to something, Coleman, you and I have talked about on this show a few times. Just because you don't agree with someone politically, that means you're just going to cancel his workout or her workout or everything that they do in their lives. I mean, if that's the case.
But that post goes way beyond just canceling the music. They're basically taking away his humanity because they don't agree with him. Basically, they're saying even though this human being just died, the dude isn't even going through rigor mortis yet, and they're already bashing him. That's a whole another psychological leap that they have to take to say that a human being died, but just because you disagree with his politics, you no longer respect him as a human being anymore. You don't respect his, that's a whole nother psychosis going on other than just canceling his work. They're canceling this guy's humanity.
And it would have been, and in my opinion, Coleman, this is exactly what is wrong with social media. And this is the hate in the world that people spew. So yesterday we find out Charlie Daniels died. Now this guy, my Facebook friend, he could have just saw Charlie Daniels died and said, all right, and just kept getting on with his day. But he decided to take time out of his day to go on his Facebook page and to say, Charlie Daniels is dead, hashtag zero bleeps given. And then get into, on the thread, how much he disdained his politics. And this is why I hate him. And this is why I don't give a rat's bleep that he's dead. And again, like you just mentioned, I mean, his body's not even cold yet. And then he's got person after person after person. I liked his music. Boy, was I wrong. Boy, this SOB, you know, and just because of his politics.
Exactly. And that sounds exactly similar to what they are against. They say they're against racism and sexism, hating somebody because of their skin tone, or treating somebody dumb, stupid because of their gender. But they're literally doing the same thing. It's just based on politics. They're literally saying, I hate this man. I hate everything about him. I don't even care that he died just because he has a difference of opinion. That's, to me, that's dumber than racism.
You know, and this guy has said, you know, you need just like, you need to be tolerant of people who are different than you. Whether they're gay, whether they're black, whether they're whatever the case may be tolerant of people who are different than you. Well, here's someone that's different than you, and you're spitting on his dead body before the blood even got cold.
Exactly. Oh man, that's horrible.
And I mean, if you were gonna feel that way about everybody you disagreed with politically, my God.
Well, you see it. You see it right now in this great American awakening that they're having, where they're taking down statues, canceling art, they're rioting the streets. Yeah, some people take this hatred of difference of politics so far that they're actually out there committing felonies and vandalism because of it. So it's not just people on Facebook. This is actually becoming palpable.
It would have taken no time or effort to oh, I just heard Charlie Daniels died. But this guy, this quote-unquote tolerant guy, took time, went out of his way to tell you that, well, this guy is dead, Charlie Daniels, hashtag zero bleeps given, and then over 50 comments, 60 comments of people just taking one shot at Charlie Daniels after another while his dead body is still above ground. I'll tell you, that's not tolerant at all, and I think that to me defines what is wrong with Facebook and social media in general and people. I mean, there are a lot of people that I don't agree with politically, but if they die, I would never, ever, ever do anything like that.
Or if I disagree with somebody politically, if they post something I don't like, I don't have to comment. I just keep, well, that's how you feel. Then you just keep on scrolling. You don't necessarily have to make it a known that, well, I don't like it.
Boy, oh boy. Anyways, R.I.P. Charlie Daniels here on Bayou 95.7. Coming up next, did you see the contract Patrick Mahomes signed? We've never said over $500 million before. That's coming up. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. One other thing about Charlie Daniels. I forgot to mention, we were talking about how he died yesterday. He was one of the bands who played a big opening of the Superdome concert. Back when the Superdome first opened, he was on the bill with the Allman Brothers band and the Marshall Tucker band as well, and there was a bunch of others. And one other thing about Charlie Daniels there. So did you see the contract Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes agreed to yesterday?
$1 million.
That's nothing. Patrick Mahomes agreed with the Kansas City Chiefs to a 10-year contract extension that's worth up to $503 million.
Say what?
That's over a half a billion dollars. They locked him up. He's great. And he won the Super Bowl last year. Super Bowl MVP. He agreed to a 10-year contract extension it's through the 2031 season. The contract is worth up to $503 million in total. It's the richest contract in not just football, but in the history of sports here in America. The deal includes $477 million in guaranteed mechanisms. And Patrick Mahomes also has outs. He'll be able to opt out of this contract. Now, I don't know why anybody would want to opt out of a contract that's going to pay you over a half a billion dollars. And he also has a no-trade clause. So they can't trade him. He's
set for a few lives.
I mean, think about that. Drew Brees, who obviously a future Hall of Famer, and he has the records for the most passing yards and the most passing touchdowns. And I mean, he's going to add to that. Drew Brees made $25 million a year, 1 year, $25 million a year, another year, $20 million a year, 1 year, $20 million a year, another year. You add all of those up, and you're still not getting close to what Patrick Mahomes just agreed to yesterday. How about that?
It's stuff that like that makes me wonder, where did I go wrong in life? Like, what choices did I make? Wow. He's good. Don't get me wrong. He's good. He won the Super Bowl. I'm quite sure his girlfriend's pretty happy. He's because whenever she decides to get married and get a divorce, she gets half. That boggles my mind, the amount of money this guy is about to run into over the course of 10 years. He's set for his life.
Set for his life?
A few times over.
Coleman, a half a billion dollars. I mean.
And that's not including endorsements, commercial deals.
No. I mean, that's just to play football. So, I mean, if you do the math, if you break it down, a 10-year contract extension worth over a half a billion dollars up to $503 million, that's $50 million a year.
Oh, man.
And it's guaranteed for 10 years. I mean, God forbid anything happens to him. The majority of that money is guaranteed.
And I'm killing myself working two jobs just to make my bills even, just to come up even, just to pay the bills. I need to rethink my strategy here.
Well, Coleman, you should have rethought it when you were a kid, because
no, it's too late.
Now his father was a big league, major league pitcher, and he was a pretty good pitcher, and he had a fairly long career. Pat Mahomes. His mm-hmm. father.
He played baseball, right?
Of the same name. Yeah, he was a Major League Baseball player. And I mean, he made millions of dollars too, but nothing compared to what his kid just signed for.
Interesting. I'm looking at the top 10 richest contracts. Patrick Mahomes is at number one right now, and he's the only one that's a football player. Everybody else is baseball and only one boxer. So the eight of the top 10 contracts are all baseball players. One is football, which is number one, Patrick Mahomes. And the third is boxing, Alvarez.
And then the soccer players over in Europe in the Premier League, those guys make an immense amount of money as well. But boy, oh boy, I mean, that's the first time here in America somebody literally signed a deal for over a half a billion dollars to play football.
No worries. Imagine just waking up and You don't have to worry about anything financially. Your car could blow up in a driveway. I'll just get a new car.
Well, like, Coleman, most guys, most professional athletes in America now, whether you're in the NFL, the NBA, or Major League Baseball, most guys are like that. Even if they only make a million or $2 million a year. Listen to me, only. And I'm saying that because Patrick Mahomes just signed for $50 million a year. A year. Over $500 million. God bless America, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, coming up on the show, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. More problems for the CIA. According to a new report, the agency is full of spies. Watch out. Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Now, I'm going to do something a little bit different this morning. Because, I've got a couple of dumb stories in front of me here, but get back to doing that tomorrow. In the wake of the Patrick Mahomes contract that he signed with the Kansas City Chiefs, the 10-year extension that we were talking about earlier in the hour, I want to break this down for you. Now, again, this isn't dumb like we normally do. This is just, it's dumb, stupid money.
An insane, mind-blowing amount of money.
Yes. Now, we told you, Patrick Mahomes, the contract he signed was for over $500 million over the next 10 years to continue to be the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. And look, he's fantastic. Super Bowl winner, Super Bowl MVP. He wants to build a dynasty there. But to break down how much money he's going to be earning. Now, again, they said it's $503 million, which is over $500 million. Some of that, a little bit of that, can still be earned. But what is guaranteed is $450 million. That's
ka-ching.
That's guaranteed. I mean, you can break it down in several different ways. But this is I'm gonna use in between $450 and $503 million over 10 years. We'll break it down. Okay, $47 million a year. That's $3.7 million every month. That's $900,000 every week. Again, nobody's dumb for this.
Right.
This is just stupid, dumb, insane amount of money. So $900,000 a week. $30,000 a day. A day! He wakes up in the morning, I'm going to make $30,000 today. And then he goes to sleep at night and he wakes up the next morning, I'm going to make $30,000 today. And he goes to sleep that night, wakes up the next, I'm going to make $30,000. Like $510 an hour. And that's over $8 a minute.
Wow.
A minute.
I mean, I feel dumb. He makes more in a day than I do in a year.
I mean that's again, nobody's dumb in this segment. The dumbest thing I read all morning. He's not dumb. The Chiefs, if they can afford to pay him that, they can still turn a profit, a tidy profit. That's smart. Very smart. It's just an insanely stupid, dumb amount of money that Patrick Mahomes is making to be the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. I like that. He makes literally just under $1 million a week.
I'm dumbfounded. I'm perplexed. It's mind-boggling. I can't imagine.
So anyways, again, congratulations to him. Seems like a great kid. He's a great quarterback. But I mean, even someone like Drew Brees, who makes $20, $25 million a year, isn't even in that. And Drew Brees makes $20 or $25 million a year. He's not even in the realm of this. Maybe slightly in the bottom of the realm. But I just saw this. I mean, Patrick Mahomes will now, for the next 10 years, make just under $1 million a week. Every week. For the next 10 years.
Must be nice.
Yeah, that's, again, for him and the Kansas City Chiefs, at least for Patrick Mahomes.
And his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's the smartest thing I read all morning. But it's a, wow, an insanely amount of crazy, stupid, dumb money. But smart for Patrick Mahomes. Here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. Led Zeppelin. It was today they played their last concert with the four original Led Zeppelin guys. Today in 1980 in Berlin, Germany. And then after John Bonham, the drummer, died, they broke up. But then in 2007, the three remaining members got together to play a couple of shows over there in London, England. But 40 years ago today. Hey, it's our commercial free ride. We're in it right now here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.